Morning, Don. How are you?
Hey, I'm super good.
Good.
In the studio via electronic marvel of telephone, Idas.
That is so marvelous.
You can quote me on that.
Okay.
You'll have to put that in your next book.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, name of the book, Home Always Beckons, A New Sunrise.
That's right.
This is fiction?
Yes, it's historical fiction, historical Christian fiction, actually.
Historical Christian fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not read the book yet, but I've heard a lot about the book, because I know you and your significant other type husband person.
Yes, so you're so lucky.
I'm excited to get my, because my wife and I read a lot.
Well, I look forward to you reading it and getting your feedback.
Absolutely. And, of course, I am a bit of a history buff, too. So,
well, then you will really like the post-Civil War history that I've included in the book.
Yeah, this is going to be a real treat. Now, give me a little bit of background on yourself. Tell me how this kind of came about.
Well, this came about, I actually started it when I was a senior in high school years and years ago, and just, like, started the first chapter and then just put it in a drawer and didn't pick it up for years, because I had life happening, going to college and getting married and having our child, and then I was able to slowly take it out again, start doing the historical research aspect of it, mm-hmm. and start writing again.
Oh, I should say, you live right here in East Texas. You're not calling from Montreal, Canada.
No. I live in White Oak.
Okay, I just wanted to get that. I wouldn't actually say that. Okay, so you picked this back up, but you've been kind of carrying around for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like a lifelong dream. I started writing things when I was about 10, and it was just kind of a hobby. And then I took creative writing when I was in high school and had a wonderful creative writing teacher named Donna Hancock at Robert E. Lee High School who really encouraged me, and she got me started again.
This is exciting. Okay, now you've got a book signing coming up. Folks can come get the book. They can meet you.
Yes, they can. It's at the Goodman Museum from 1 to 3. On this Saturday.
This Saturday, 1 to 3, Goodman Museum in Tyler.
In Tyler.
I'm going to run by and see you. I got to get the book.
Oh, good.
I got to read it.
Oh, good. And we also have one there at the Hastings in Tyler on the last Saturday of this month.
The last Saturday of this month. Okay. Somebody reads the book. What are they going to get out of it?
Well, they're going to get a wonderful story about three friends who returned from the Civil War but decided to go to Texas and work with Shanghai Pierce on his ranch for a little bit before returning home to Arkansas because they've been through so much in the war. And so it's really about them coming home to Rockport, Arkansas, and reuniting with their families and going forward with their lives from there. And a lot of the struggles and things they find when they get there that their families have been through they were able to kind of ignore by not going home. So there's a lot of forgiveness that has to take place and a lot of reunions, and then they actually meet two girls they grew up with that they kind of become sweet on.
Ah, you're going to have a little love story in there.
Yeah. Somebody.
All right. Hey, this sounds exciting. It sounds very good. And if folks can't make the book signing, how do we get the book otherwise?
Okay, you can get it directly from the publisher, Tate Publishing, or you can go to Amazon, BarnesandNobles.com, Borders, Books a Million. And it's also available in the store at Barron's in Longview.
Excellent. Live from White Oak, our new star author.
Oh, thank you so much.
Lana Lynn, Home Always Beckons, A New Sunrise. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Absolutely. It'll be a pleasure.
Thank you.